Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Maseches Brachos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. By way of introduction to this Mishnah, we should just be aware the Mishnah is going to be discussing a situation where a person, Shabbos is ending, Shabbos is basically over, we just had Shalosh Shodes, now we got a bench. But the problem is that we only have enough wine for one cup, or grape juice for one cup. And the ideal way, the best way to bench and to make a mezumen over benching is al hakos, is with wine or grape juice. But we only have enough for benching, and we only have enough for havdalah. So what do? We combine them. We combine benching with havdalah. How exactly do we do that? It's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai says, ner, the first thing that you do is make the bracha of ha'ish. We make the bracha on the fire. By the way, why do we make a bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos? Because fire, ish, was actually created. Hashem created fire on Saturday night. And that's why if you have, let's say, a yontif that ends on a Tuesday night, there's no candle, there's no fire, because fire wasn't created on Tuesday night, it was created on Motzei Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says, first make the bracha of ha'ish, then umazon, then do benching, says Beis Shammai. First do ish, first the fire, then do benching, ubisam, and then make the bracha on bisam. Why do we make a bracha on bisam? Because as Shabbos is leaving, we're a little bit sad, we're a little bit not so happy. So in order to make us a little bit happy, as our neshama yisayir, as our extra soul is leaving us on Motzei Shabbos, we have bisamim. But what's the order according to Beis Shammai? First fire, then birchas hamazon, then benching, then bisamim, then we have the bracha on the bisamim, on the spices, the havdalah. And then we actually make the bracha, hamavdi bin godesh lechol bin or lechoshech, and so on. So according to Beis Shammai, first the ish, then the birchas hamazon, then the benching, then the spices, followed by havdalah. Ubeis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says no, ner, they agree that you should first make the bracha on the ish, on the fire. Ubisamim, but Beis Hillel says this after ner, after the candle, after the fire, make the bracha of barim minei bisamim, the bracha on the spices. Umazon, then make the bracha on the birchas, then say birchas hamazon, the havdalah, and then do havdalah. So they both agree that you start out with ish. They both agree that you finish with havdalah, with the bracha again of hamavdi ben kodesh lechol ben or lechoshech, and so on. As we finish off hamavdi ben kodesh lechol, right? That's the bracha of havdalah. So why do they both agree, by the way, when it comes to havdalah? They both agree that the last thing you do is havdalah. So the Bartanura points out there's a concept that we want to delay Shabbos for as long as possible. They both agree that the havdalah, which is the final, straw, the final moment when we say it's no longer Shabbos, that should be the end according to everyone, because we don't want to run and turn on the TV and run and turn on the computer and run right away and get on our phones. We want to take a little bit of time and delay it for as long as possible. We want to connect to Shabbos for as long as possible. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the first thing we do is ner, is fire. The last thing we do is havdalah, is a separate and leave Shabbos. But it's a machlokes, which comes first. According to Beis Shammai, first we do birchas hamazon, and then we do besamim. And according to Beis Hillel, first we do besamim, first we do the bracha on the spices, and then we do the bracha of birchas hamazon. Continues the Mishnah, Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai says, shebara me'or ha'esh, that the bracha on the fire that we're saying, what's the bracha? Why are we making, what bracha do we make on the fire? According to Beis Shammai, that Hashem created the light of the fire. That we're saying Hashem created many years ago, when Hashem created the world, He created the light of the fire, and that is the bracha that we make. Ubeis Hillel Omer, and this is how we paskin, for those of us who are familiar with Havdalah, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. We don't say that Hashem created the fire, but we see that Hashem is constantly creating the fire. It's true Hashem created it many years ago when He created the world, but Hashem's constantly recreating the world, as we say in davening, HaMechadesh B'tuva B'chol Yom Tamid, Ma'aseh Bereishis, every moment, every second of the day, Hashem's constantly recreating the world, reinvigorating the world, doing so much for us, and doing so much for the world, that Baruch Hashem, we live in. So machlokas number one was regarding the order, what should come first, the besamim or birchas hamazon, and machlokas number two is, what bracha do we say? Is it that Hashem created the light many years ago, or is it Hashem is creating the light today as well? And we paskin again, like Beis Hillel. continues the Mishnah with Parakhas. Mishnah Vav says the Mishnah, Ein mevarchen lo al haner v'lo al habisamim shel goyim. That a person should not make a bracha on a candle or on the besamim. Of course, we're talking about Havdalah, continuing our conversation of Havdalah, if the candle or the spices were used by non-Jews, by goyim. We're not just talking about non-Jews of nowadays. We're really talking about Ovdei Kochavim, people that were serving idols. So why can't you use the candle that belonged to a non-Jew? So the Bar Tanura points out, because it didn't rest on Shabbos, you can't use a candle that was used. The assumption is that if it belonged to a non-Jew, they were certainly allowed to use it on Shabbos. But for Havdalah, we shouldn't use a candle that was used, that was lit on Shabbos. And why can't we use the besamim of a non-Jew, the spices of a non-Jew? So the Bar Tanura points out again that it was used for Avodah Zarah, and there's an Isser Hana, you're not allowed to benefit from anything that was used for Avodah Zarah. And again, we're talking specifically about spices that were used for Avodah Zarah. Obviously, if they weren't, then you would be able to use them as part of Havdalah. V'lo al haner, v'lo al habisamim shel mesim, continues the Mishnah, you also can't use a ner, you also can't use a candle or the spices or the besamim that were used to keep a dead body comfortable. What does that mean? So you shouldn't use a candle, right, a lot of times they would light candles out around the maze, around the dead body, for kavod, for honoring the maze, for honoring the dead body. But the purpose of the candle that you're using has to be to give light, to remember that Hashem created light. And if Hashem created light, that's what we're commemorating. You can't use a candle that was used for the honor of a maze. That's nice, but that's totally different. That's not the purpose of Havdalah. So says the Mishnah, don't use a candle that was next to a dead body. Don't use the besamim that were there to take care of the dead body. Often dead bodies smell, so we get spices put around the body to make the smell not as bad. But again, the smell should be a good smell that gives us chizuk, that gives us inspiration, that gives us help as Shabbos is leaving us. It shouldn't be spices that are used simply to get rid of the odor of the dead body. Continues the Mishnah, v'lo al haner v'lo al habisam shelifnei avodah zarah. Similarly, like we said before, and the Gemara will explain why, what the repetitiveness is in this Gemara, in this Mishnah, but the Mishnah says that you shouldn't use a ner, you shouldn't use a candle, or a besamim, or spices that were there, that were used in a base of avodah zarah, that was used for idolatry. Again, that there's this Isser Hana, there's this prohibition against benefiting in any way from anything that was used in relation to avodah zarah. Finishes off the Mishnah, ein mevarchen al haner ad sheyeo sola oro, that first that we shouldn't make a bracha of borei morei ha'esh until you're close enough really to get hana, that you should get hana, that you should benefit from that light, that you should show that you have the ability to benefit. You know, nowadays, typically our minhag is to take our fingers and to put them somewhat near the fire so we could show that we could differentiate, we can see the difference between our nail and our fingertip, that we're benefiting from the light. The Gemara actually says that really they would use coins, but the assumption is nowadays that there are no coins because Shabbos ends and no one has coins in their pocket. But nowadays we use our fingers simply to be able to benefit from the light. So Perek Ches Mishnah. Mishnah Hey discussed the machlok between Mishnah and Bishilah regarding the order of Havdalah when it's mixed with Birchas Hamazon. And it also quoted a machlok about the bracha of Eish and machlokas Bishnah and Bishilah. One's going to be paskin like Bishilah Borei Maorei Eish. And then Perachas Mishnah Vav discussed various halachos of what kind of nair, what kind of candles, and besam, what kind of candles and spices we can use, we can't use as part of Havdalah. Have an amazing day.